This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
In the highs and in the lows, mountain tops and seas below, I know we'll always find a way home.
Strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it never has, never will, and that's the way it always should be. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, because, you know, that's an important thing. Anyways, today's Monday, March the 18th of 2024, day 78th. Of the year, and only 288 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across, you know, that multiverse of ours, and then also hanging out with our friends over here.
Rio Big, USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, Net a Doubt. Anyway, so hopefully you had a fantastic weekend doing the things that you wanted to do, and hopefully not the things that somebody else wanted to do, especially if you didn't want to do them. That's neither here nor there, of course. So let's talk about it. Our show right here is about safety in the news. News and safety, if you haven't hung out with us before, just in case. What we get to do, hang out and do, and all that kind of fun stuff, is we get to talk to some professional broadcasters about what the hell's going on out there inside of the world of the news. And then we give you that information, then we give you some other information, and then when you think that you've had all the information, we give you more and more plethoras of information going forward. So you have all the info coming your general direction, which is the cool thing. And then outside of that, if you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process. All you do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. And you're able to do text messaging, video messaging, and audio messaging all in one spot. Makes it pretty simple in regards to doing the process, I will tell you. Simplicity is the name of the game. So you do that, get everything moving and grooving for you. So there you go. Anyway, so let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending, because I think that that is going to be important. You know, always talking about the trends of the ends of the ends.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Prosecutors outline their sentencing request for Sam Bankman-Fried, and major cities grapple with illegal immigration. We'll talk about that as we get into it. Also, Alec Baldwin wants the Russ case dismissed, and John Taffer wants a Dopenlinger to disappear. Yeah, we'll talk about that as we move on. Also, more drama with Don Lemon, Elon Musk, X saga. We'll talk about that as we get into the custom calls. So we'll have all that fun stuff. And then interviews that go wrong with the Royals. Not the Royals with cheese, but you get the point. So we'll talk about that fun stuff. We'll hang out. We'll do our thing, you know, the only way that we can right here on the Rated R Safety Show, do. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring in some pros, yeah, some pro podcasters, and let them give you their little heart's desire about everything that is going on inside of the world of the news. So if you're good, I'm good, and I think we can get moving. So let's do that right now.
It's the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. President Biden says St. Patrick's Day has always been a special day for his family.
It's not just about heritage, but it really is about faith. So much of it being Irish means to be connected to the Catholic teachings I grew up with.
He hosted some 200 guests, including Ireland's prime minister and leaders of the Catholic Church, at the White House Sunday for a St. Patrick's Day brunch. He said the belief that you're not done until you've seen the face of God inspired generations of Irish to keep going, even in the face of enormous setbacks. Sunday's brunch menu included Irish dishes such as Colcannon, Irish soda bread, and eggs Florentine and bacon. Former President Trump is defending his comments that he would not defend NATO members that don't meet defense spending targets.
When I said that and when I made that statement, I want to energize them to pay.
During an interview with Fox News, Trump said NATO countries pay far less than what the U.S. pays into the alliance, and some take advantage. Trump faced backlash after saying he would tell Russia to do whatever the hell they want to countries that don't meet spending goals. The NATO Secretary General recently criticized the remarks, arguing that any suggestion that allies will not defend each other undermines security for all allies. It's not clear what the U.S. Senate will do with a bipartisan House bill that could ban TikTok. During an interview on CNN's State of the Union, South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds said the chamber will likely have to do something to address national security concerns with the social media platform. The Republican said he supports the direction of the bill, but stopped short of saying whether he would vote for it in the Senate. The bill that passed last week would force Chinese company ByteDance to sell its stake in TikTok to an American company. And one person is dead and at least two more are injured after a shooting in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Police say three people were shot Sunday evening in downtown Jacksonville Beach. It's believed there were multiple shooters involved who are still on the loose. The shelter-in-place alert has been lifted, and authorities say there will be an update on Monday morning. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
From Future Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's carried out an overnight raid on Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he'll prioritize military operations in Ukraine after claiming another six-year term. North Korea's fired at least two ballistic missiles into the sea as diplomats gather in Seoul for a summit. And China's ended a nine-year streak of declining marriage registration, with the number of newlywed couples rising to nearly 8 million.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
The Israeli Prime Minister is speaking out against Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent criticism of the Israeli leadership. Scott Carr has more.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells CNN's State of the Union that Schumer's call for new elections in Israel is ridiculous and totally inappropriate.
If Senator Schumer opposes these policies, he's not opposing me. He's opposing the people of Israel.
On the Senate floor last week, Schumer called Netanyahu an obstacle to peace and signaled that U.S. support for the Israeli government would neither be endless nor unconditional. Netanyahu says his government's doing everything it can to get aid into Gaza and blames Hamas for the aid not reaching civilians and children. He says the majority of Israelis support his country's approach to its war against Hamas. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
The Biden administration's legal case over social media moderation is headed to the Supreme Court. The justices will hear arguments today over whether federal officials violated the First Amendment when they urged platforms to remove false or misleading posts. The case stems from attempts by the administration to curb COVID misinformation. Some Republicans have argued it was a violation of the First Amendment, and now the Supreme Court is going to take up the case. Former President Trump says the war in Ukraine would never have happened if he were still president.
I would have negotiated a deal.
During an interview with Fox News, Trump said he had a good relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin and warned him against invading Ukraine. This comes as Ukraine is running out of ammunition and resources in its war, as U.S. aid has stalled in Congress. And two people are dead and several injured after a Sunday morning shooting in Washington, D.C. Police say officers responded to the scene around 3 a.m. where they found six people with gunshot wounds, including two men who died at the scene. All six were rushed to the ER and the seventh injured victim walked to a local hospital for treatment. Police are still investigating the cause of the shooting and have offered a reward of $50,000 for information that leads to the arrest of those responsible. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Okay, men. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. One in six. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, some things that are always exciting. Self-implosion and airways is a good combination of things to do. Anyways, 14 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Yes, lovely Monday. I don't think it gets any lovelier than what we have going on right now. No doubt about that. Anyway, so let's get into the shit list, because that seems like a good idea of things to get into. So the world's largest airplane would have a very niche application if the design ever made the full-scale production. Transporting wind turbine blades and so on. The Wind Runner, designed by Colorado energy company Radia, measures about 356 feet long, 79 feet tall, and 261 feet wingspan. It can carry about 80 tons of cargo. Turbine blades today are typically transported by massive specialized cargo ships, specifically for offshore wind farms. The plane would allow an infrastructure for larger turbines and a land also that would improve their capacity, the company says. So as it goes well, the massive cargo plane could take the skies in the next 4 years. Yeah, this is according to the New York Post. So in the next 4 years, you can legitimately see this thing. I mean, it's not a John Cena, you can't see me type of thing, but man, what a very interesting time. Also, speaking of green energy, the CEO of rental car company Hertz is stepping down after the decision to order 100,000 Tesla cars for a slew of other EVs backfired. Shortly after the purchase, Tesla cut the sales price of its Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, sequentially depressing the resale value of the car is already on the road, delivering a massive hit to Hertz's balance sheet. This is according to Fortune. So, you know, everything's always about timing. At least that's what she said. Anyways, but you know how that goes. So the timing of this in regards of what you had value-wise, what a cluster. So that becomes a very strange thing when that occurs, because now all of a sudden you have something that has no value. This is always why the hard time of buying new cars, but it's not like you can have a rental company and say, oh, yeah, I have some old cars here that we're going to throw down.
Duh.
Because that's just not how that stuff works. So there you go. Anyways, the prosecution team that successfully convicted Sam Bankman-Fried last November has formally asked the judge to sentence the disgraced crypto mogul to between 40 to 50 years in prison. He's currently 32 years of age. The sentencing memo argues the duration that would permit the defendant to return to the liberty after society and to be assured that he will not have the opportunity to turn back the fraud and deceit that he was doing before. SBS legal team in February argued that sentencing of 5 to 7 years, 5 to 7 years. The sentencing hearing is scheduled for March the 28th. So we got about 10 days, give or take, in regard of la sentencing of what the hell is going to happen there. Anyway, Sanctuary City, Chicago began evicting more than 2,000 illegal immigrants from homeless shelters on Sunday as a rule that goes into effect, limiting the stays up to 60 days. The process will take until the end of April. This is according to NBC News. Meanwhile, in New York City, Mayor Eric Adams announced a new plan that limits the stays of shelters to 30 days for single adults who would then have reapply to remain, and they only will be allowed if they satisfy a list of some extraordinary circumstances. So there are some changes going into that effect. So I'm starting to wonder about some of these things. And, you know, why the change that was not there in the first place. And I'm not picking here. I'm just trying to have a better understanding. Because now a lot of these things are changing where these sanctuary cities are having more people come into. So I don't know. So New York City policy requires that they provide beds to anyone who asks for one at one shelters. Adams has recently tried to argue that the rule only applies to citizens of New York, not the 183,000 plus illegal immigrants who have arrived in the last 2 years. So I don't know. What do you think? I mean, it becomes one of those weird ones. I mean, we can never sit here and go, oh, yeah. I mean, it makes sense, because it never makes sense. None of this stuff makes sense. I never understand, you know, the moving target. At least that's how it feels most of the time. So let's talk about this. The Minneapolis City Council last week finalized a plan that would guarantee a minimum pay for Uber and Lyft drivers to the tune of, you ready for this, $1.40 per mile and 51 cents per minute while driving a passenger. Chaser, yeah, Uber and Lyft announced that they will stop offering their service in the city. The rule goes into effect on May the 1st. So as a rep of Uber says, the 10,000 drivers would provide a service regularly. Minneapolis only has 39 licensed cab drivers. And let's see. So if you look at that, the slide from the 2,000 registered back in 2014. So it went from 2,000 to 39 in a 10-year span. This is according to The Verge. So what service provider do you think will step up? Now, if you travel abroad, not travel with broads, but travel abroad, you will actually come to the conclusion there that there's going to be a different service provider. And the different service provider, the area that I normally go to, it's called Didi. Yeah, Didi. And there was another one when I was in Australia, and I don't remember what the name of it was. But yeah, there's some different options available in regards to that. So I don't know. You'll have to take a look around and make a determination on, you know, how are you going to do these presets before you get there. Anyways, Colorado-based Belgium Brewing Company and Wisconsin-based Tombstone are working together to create a new pizza-flavored beer. Yeah, it's iPizza. Yeah, iPizza. You know, IP and then Iza. Features a hint of crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, and savory herbs and spices. Perfect for the boldest of beers and pizza lovers. A press release, the limited edition Voodoo Ranger IPA flavor will be released on April the 7th on National Beer Day. This is according to the Denver Post. So we have here a safety show that's talking about a beer recipe that's on the verge of coming out. Yeah, gets interesting.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some information for you right there. Also, let's talk about this weekend box office real quick. Let's see. Coming in at the number 10 spot, Ordinary Angels with $1 million. And number 9 was the American Society of Magical Negroes with $1.2 million. And number 8 was One's Life, $1.7 million. And number 7 was Bob Marley with One Love, $2.3 million. And number 6 was Love Lies Bleeding, $2.4 million. That jumped up from the 21 spot to number 6. That's pretty good. Number 5 was Cabrini, $2.8 million. And number 4, Imaginary, $5.6 million. And number 3, Author of the King, $7.5 million. And number 2 was Dune Part 2 with $29.1 million. And at the number 1 spot, are you ready for this? Kung Fu Panda. Yeah, bringing it in. $30 million is what they had going on. So there you go. The Kung Fu Panda for the second week in a row taking the top spot. That's what it seems like there. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring in some Aaron Royale and talk about some money matters? Because I think that money is going to matter with some of the conversations we have going on today.
President Biden is urging Congress to pass a foreign aid package that includes funding for Ukraine and Israel. Biden used a joint appearance with Speaker Mike Johnson on Capitol Hill Friday to call on the House to do their part in passing a $95 billion supplemental aid package that cleared the Senate last month. The legislation has yet to come up for a vote in the House. Biden said it will send a clear message to the world that America stands up for freedom. A proposed ban on TikTok would have an impact on the economy. The social media site gives small businesses a unique avenue to reach customers.
We do not have the big budgets, but you can be creative. A lot of those media that's published on TikTok are made with cell phones.
Matenga's Pizzeria in San Antonio says TikTok has been an effective part of their marketing strategy. Without it, they say it's much harder to reach younger customers. The House passed TikTok ban has, so far, received a lukewarm reception in the Senate. Amazon is planning its first ever spring sale in North America as it faces growing competition from Chinese online retailers Shein and Temu. Silvana Anau reports.
The sale scheduled for March 20th to March 25th will be open to all Amazon customers, not just Prime members. It includes deals on spring fashion, outdoor furniture, lawn and garden products, Amazon devices, and more. Amazon typically holds Prime Day events in July and October. Last year, it also held a Pet Day in May with deals on treats, toys, and supplies.
Target is making some changes to its self-checkout policy. Jim Forbes has the latest.
The retailer announces putting a cap on the number of items shoppers can have at self-checkouts, a move that has plenty of justification, according to marketing professor Mike Porter.
Some people are going to appreciate the fact that they're not in the self-checkout line behind somebody that's got 97 items in their cart.
Target says it wants to speed up the process by limiting shoppers at self-checkout to 10 items. The express self-checkout lanes will hit most Target stores on Sunday.
Consumer and business news, Aaron Royale, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Aaron Royale, for that information right there on what the hell is going on inside of the world. No doubt about that. So I take a look at that. So number one, self-checkout. Right now, some people like it, some people hate it, depending on where you're located, of course. But as I take a look at that and go, okay, so how's that going to work? So you're limiting it to 10 items. Is it because of the high theft amount that actually goes down that pattern? It's not really so much that, oh, yeah, somebody's going to have 97 items in front of me. I was listening to somebody tell me a few days ago that they had read an article, so some hearsay stuff, that certain retailers were thinking about charging you an extra fee for self-checkout. So hold on. You get to do the work, and all of a sudden now you get to pay more because you want to do the work? Weird.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, Rated R Safety Show. That's the way that it works. Let me tell you the side of what I found with some numbers. The Dow lost about 190 points to close at 38,714 on Friday. The S&P was lost about 33 points to close at 5,117, and the NASDAQ lost about 155 points. West Texas Intermediate closed at $81 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $85 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.46 on Sunday, and Bitcoin tickled down. Yeah, we should have said trickled down, but ticked down to over the weekend to 68,000 by Sunday evening. And there was more than 4,380 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States, with about 75 such cancellations. Also, tonight's Mega Million will be for $875 million jackpot or a $413 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $645 million jackpot or a $307.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, now it's time to play. No doubt about that. So there you go. Some stuff going on. Let's talk about things that are going on inside of the world here. An apartment fire in Brooklyn led to a discovery of two bodies. Jonathan O'Hare has more.
The fire raged throughout the second floor of the apartment building on Bay 29th Street in Bath Beach just before 7 o'clock Sunday night. It was originally believed that that fire had killed two people, but sources now tell us the medical examiner's office has determined that both individuals were already dead before the fire started. One individual was found with a stab wound to the neck, the other person with severe head trauma. Both deaths have now been ruled a homicide. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Jonathan O'Halloran, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan O'Halloran. Cause of the fire was they were trying to hide the bodies. Yeah, when there's no smoke inhalation inside of the lungs, that's the telltale sign that you were dead before. Yep, just throwing that out there. Okay, so here you go. Let's talk about some Road to the White House thing. It's 28 minutes past the top of the hour.
Road to the White House 2024. Former President Trump says the war in Ukraine would never have happened if he was still president.
I would have negotiated a deal. I don't even know if I would have had to negotiate. They never would have attacked while I was president.
During an interview with Fox News, Trump said he had a good relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin and warned him against invading Ukraine. This comes as Ukraine is running out of ammunition and resources in its war, as U.S. aid has stalled in Congress. And five states will hold their presidential primaries on Tuesday. Donald Trump and President Joe Biden already have enough delegates to clinch their party's nominations, but will be looking to increase their delegates in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Biden will also be competing with uncommitted voters who are protesting against U.S. military aid to Israel. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you, Mark Mayfield, for that information right there on what is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. No doubt about that. Let's talk about this. If you are one of many North Carolinians who suffer from high blood pressure, listen up. Stephanie DeLuca reports that a new study shows that the most effective exercise to lower blood pressure is not loading. Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called no load. No, seriously. I had the news story, and it went bye-bye. It disappeared. I guess we can't tell you what it is because there's nothing there to share. Maybe that's the way to look at it. Okay, I'm just kidding. Let me take a look. Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing. I love when you press the little button thing and nothing shows up. You know, it leaves us to us in real time. There you go. Let's just talk about some other stuff. Let's do that. Okay, the first four March Madness gets underway tomorrow. And for making it for the first time is the Floridians can legally bet for the NCAA. Sports gambling attorney Daniel Wallach says that it comes. We wait for legal ruling and validity in the Florida Sports Betting Compact. Take a listen.
That's the issue that's in play at both the Florida Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. If either court concludes that the wagers are truly off reservation, then you could have a violation of both federal law as well as the Florida Constitution.
Okay, there's evidence that Floridians are amid avid gamblers. Call the state gambling addiction a hotline if you have doubled since online gambling began late last year. Sports gaming attorney also thinks that the sports gambling is going on away. It's not going away anytime soon.
It simply cannot be that the third most populous state in the country does not have sports betting when 40 other states do.
He also says that the court concluded that the wagers are truly off the Indian reservation. You could be in violation of federal law and Florida Constitution.
The one caveat is that you're not going to have a full, complete choice of multiple sportsbook apps. You'll only be able to bet through the Seminole Tribe's Hard Rock app.
So there you go. So, I mean, I guess beggars can't be choosers and choosers can't be beggars, or doesn't it go something along those lines? I mean, I think that's how it goes. Anyways, take a listen to this. The main UN hunger agency says that malnutrition is getting worse in the Gaza Strip. Take a listen to what Mark Mayfield has to say.
The UN Relief and Works Agency claimed on Saturday that one in three children under the age of two in northern Gaza is now acutely malnourished. In a social media post, the agency said, children's malnutrition is spreading fast and reaching unprecedented levels. Palestinian media outlets reported on Saturday that 13 humanitarian aid trucks had reached parts of northern Gaza for the first time in 4 months. Israel's war against Hamas has been raging in the Gaza Strip since October. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you, Mark Mayfield, for that information right there. Okay, so let's talk about this. An 80-year-old old senator is making his position known about limits in Congress.
No, I don't think there should be an age limit for elected office. Each person has to make their own decision. I had to make an 8-year decision when I made my, because it was 2 years before the elections, a 6-year term, and I think it's the right decision.
Okay, that's what Maryland Senator Ben Cardin told NBC's Meet the Press. Cardin has already announced that he won't be running for re-election. The debate around age limits for federal office has intensified as President Biden and Donald Trump set to rematch the general election in November. Biden is 81 and Trump is 77. So what do you think here? I mean, I don't know. Should there be a limited age? I mean, you could probably have that discussion because there is, you know, how old you can be. But should there be a limit on how old you can be at the top of the end of the stick? Because that's going to be the other side. I mean, I don't know. That's going to be some things to think about. And, you know, there has been some information about some other stuff. Like, hey, in this particular regards, why don't we take a look at it and go, hey, why don't we have like a whole ploy of people that are being the president, not just, you know, one person? I mean, maybe that's something to think about. Anyway, so let's do this main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, nothing better than the main story time. Nothing better than talking about all the weird stuff. Nothing better than coming off of the weekend and going, can we get to the normal side of life? Can we get to the normal things in life to talk about? So let's have that weird conversation today. And when I say weird, I'm talking about weird because that's just what we do here is we talk about the weird. I want you to simplify your organization. And I know that that might be a difficult task to ask anyone for the simplification of how their organization runs. But I want you to look at this for a moment and go, okay. We're sitting back, we're taking a look, we're having a conversation, and I asked the one question, how many committees are there in your organization? Think about that for just a brief moment, because I know that, you know, it could be a little bit difficult to come up with. Now, as you think about that number, because that's going to be important, is any of them or any of them related to being a safety committee? I'm just asking. I just want to know, because some people have a safety committee. Some people have a risk committee. So I'm just trying to figure out which one's plural you might have in your org. So do you have some things in mind? Because if you do, I would love to know, if you have a safety committee, was it there before you got there? And if it was established once you got there, how did you establish it? And how many people consist of the safety committee? And are they all inside of the safety department? Yes, because some places still have safety departments. The reason that I bring this up is because I would love to have a better understanding on how different organizations have this impact inside of their work group, inside of their org. The reason that this is brought up, because this is still something that some people find essential inside of their organizations, of having a safety committee. And if you do have a safety committee, what is the frequency that you meet? And what are normally the topics of conversation? And does anybody track the quote-unquote minutes of what's going on and with the follow-up items? Because listen, I will tell you, I have been to what they call some safety committees that I am just thinking that they were some donut hangouts. And so trying to go through the process of understanding how other people have these groups set up is always intriguing to me. Because I want to look at this and go, okay, let's move it forward. Let's do something with it. Because if we don't do something with it, it becomes a little bit difficult. If we have these safety committees and they're not bringing any value, how do you restructure these things? And I'm going to tell you, this morning we're not going to be answering a lot of questions. We're probably going to be asking more questions than answering. And the reason that I say this is because you have to bring in these groups. I mean, you don't have to, but some people strongly recommend having these groups to be able to have discussions. And I'm always wondering, where do these discussions lead? Now, we can sit here for a moment and say, well, these are some good places to have quote-unquote operational learnings, learning teams, whatever wording you want to use there. But sitting there and having these discussions on how does that safety committee look? What is the frequency of meeting? And do they bring value to what they're doing inside of the organization? Because if you have a safety committee and they're meeting less than once a quarter, it's probably a waste. Seriously, I want you to think about it, because I will tell you, I've been to so many places that it's been like, oh, you know, they meet maybe once a quarter, sometimes once a month. But if they do the once a month, you know, I try to show up to at least once every other month. And it just gets weird when you really start thinking about it. So how should the safety committee look inside of your organization? Maybe should be the starting portion of a conversation with you.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Awesome. Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Every road we wander, like a night to gold of dawn, we'll see all that we could be. When the journey's come and gone,
Okay, you are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. It is, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Almost said the wrong thing there. Wanted to divide it by half, so there you go. Yeah, 44 minutes past the top. This right here, Curious Home by Harbids. Available on YouTube Music, Spotify, and Apple Music. Just in case you wanted to take a listen. What's going on out there? No doubt about that. Anyways, would like to thank Harbis for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always a good time. Yeah, but carried us home. So there you go. Thank you. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friend to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and to write love on her arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, all kinds of information readily available. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. That's just to name a few things. Like I said, TWLOHA.com can change everything for you. Even though you might take a look at it and go, oh, this information currently is not for me, that's perfectly fine. Knowing that where information's available to share with others is always an important thing, no doubt about that. So one more time, TWLOHA.com, to write love on her arms. So let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because why would we not do that? Because if we weren't doing that, we'd be doing something else. And who wants to do something else when we can be talking about this? So there you go. Take a listen to this. In a world of skyrocketing tuition, the changing job market, is it still worth to get a college or university degree? Well, definitely, according to a new data, researchers from New York University of Rutgers University evaluated the economic return in pursuing higher education. They compared it to the lifetime earning of almost 6 million people, some who hold a bachelor's degree, some with only a high school diploma, and discovered the big financial advantages for college grad with an estimated annual return on investment, or ROI, of 9.88%. For women, it was 9.06%. That was for women, and 9.06% for men. This represents the average yearly financial gain of one can expect from their degree over the course of their career compared to the cost of college education. As researchers point out, on average, a college degree offers better return than the stock market. They determined that the fields such as engineering and computer science boasted the highest financial rewards, boasting a median return of about 13%. And radio? Suspicious by its absence, I would imagine. And let's not forget the social aspects of attending college as well. And by that I mean spend a freaking fortune in bars in the 3 years away from school. No, I said that right. The 3 years away from school. So there you go. A lot of stuff to think about. I don't know. I don't regret my, we'll call it higher education degrees. One was extremely fun to acquire. I'll leave it at that. The other one was pretty interesting. It was interesting because there was a lot of work into it. I don't think it'll be that hard to figure out which one's which. There is no doubt about that. So let's continue talking about some other stuff, because that is what we do. We talk about other stuff that is going on inside of the world, no doubt there. So let's continue, because why would we not? So here you go, because we're getting closer and closer to tax season. Older adults have the advantage when it comes to saving tax dollars. Neil Frankly, a longtime CPA with his own practice in New York City, says that the standard deduction is higher for people that are 65 and older.
So if you're 65, you get $1,850 more in a standard deduction. If you are single, and you get $1,500 more per person if you are married.
Frankel says also that the most people don't know the concerns of RMD, a required minimum distribution that people must take out at the age of 73 for the retirement account. He says that only about 2% of taxpayers know that they can take $100,000 at the money and directly transfer it into a charity, which in turn is about $100,000 of your income. Finally, Frankel reminds 65 years and older that the medical insurance premiums taken out when they apply for Medicare are deductibles for medical expenses. Also, he goes to say that you can take $100,000 of the RMD. Take a listen to what he said.
You can take $100,000 out of that money, okay, instead of paying taxes on it when you get it as the RMD. You can donate it to a charity dollar for dollar get a nice, huge tax break.
A nice, huge tax break. That's what he said. Nice, huge tax break. So, I don't know. Some stuff to think about if you are so inclined to indo in regards to doing that. That is for sure. So, there you go. Let's continue talking about some other stuff because there's always things going on. So take a listen to this. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says that Donald Trump remarks on immigrants and possibly the possibility of a bloodbath if he is reelected to make voters concerned about the potential second Trump term.
The general tone of the speech is why many Americans continue to wonder, should President Trump be president? That kind of rhetoric, it's always on the edge. Maybe doesn't cross, maybe does, depending upon your perspective.
During an interview with NBC News Meets the Press, Cassidy noted that, however, that Trump may have been warning of a second economic bloodbath rather than invoking political violence. Trump made the comments in Ohio when referring to the auto industry. Cassidy did not commit to endorsing Trump, but said that he plans to vote for Republicans in the general election. I don't know. Is it close? I don't know. Let's continue talking. House Republican Mike Turner disagrees with Donald Trump referring to the convicted January 6th rioters as hostages, but says that he understands why the former president is defending them.
Now, you would think, of course, that Donald Trump would have very strong emotional feelings about the individuals who have been in jail and have gone to prison over these.
Okay, speaking on ABC this week, the Ohio congressman said that there has been concerns over the cases that have been prosecuted by the Justice Department. Turner noted that some cases have been overturned. Trump on Saturday opened an Ohio rally with an alternative national anthem that featured individuals convicted in the riot. I'm very interested here. Can somebody give me some video on that, because I would love to see what exactly that looks like. Should we do one more? Let's do one more. It's not clear what the Senate will do with the bill to pass the House and that could ban Chinese-owned TikTok as if it isn't sold to to an American company. During an interview on CNN State of the Union, South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds said that he supports the direction of the House bill, but stopped short of saying that he would vote for it in the Senate.
I think it is something that we're going to have to do something about. The best approach would be if they were to divest and to allow for American ownership. If not, then we're probably going to have to eliminate it from the platforms.
Eliminated. The bill that passed the House last week would force Chinese company ByteDance to sell its stake in TikTok to an American company. Lawmakers say that the current ownership structure gives Chinese government access to American data. So there you go. American data. That's what we're talking about for sure. Anyways, let's get into some Motivation Minute stuff because it's time to bring in some John Smalls for him to tell us exactly what is going on inside of the world-o.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Cole. Marcus Aurelius said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." What a great quote. He also said, "You shouldn't give circumstances the power to rouse anger, for they don't care at all." Now, I'm only down to a few quotes left from Marcus Aurelius, and they've been amazing. These two go hand in hand. The first is saying, if something slows you down or stops you, it helps you create a new plan. And the second one is saying, when something gets in your way, don't let it make you mad. Marcus Aurelius had some amazing quotes. These two speak to me because things will get in your way. Don't get mad. Adjust your plan and move on. The Motivation Man.
Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
A major auto safety group says most hands-free driving systems are unsafe. On Tuesday, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety announced that nearly all driving automation systems got poor safety ratings. Out of 14 systems tested, 11 received poor ratings, 2 were rated marginal, and only 1 was rated as acceptable. The clerk of the Cook County Circuit Court, Iris Martinez, is unveiling an initiative designed to protect women's privacy.
The Right to Privacy initiative will lead the nation in safeguarding women's rights by automatically sealing any court records that contain women's reproductive health information.
Currently, private matters like abortion and IVF, when mentioned in court hearings, can be in data that's part of the public record. The new technology will be used to redact and seal more than 100 million cases in Cook County. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. Let's take a look at back at this day at some things that happened. Back in 2022, President Joe Biden calls Russian President Vladimir Putin a killer. In an NBC News interview, Putin responds, "It takes one to know one," a day later. Really? It takes one to know one? That's really the response? Okay. So there you go. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Solo Sikoa turns 31. Elena Grin turns 31 as well. Lily Collins, 35. Daniel Harris, 45. Adam Levine, 45. Sutton Foster, 49. Queen Latifah, 54. Vanessa Williams, 61. Mike Rowe, 62. Thomas Ian Griffith, 62. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you for today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. No doubt about that, because how could you go without having some days of the year to celebrate? It's National Sloppy Joe Day, National Black Pudding Day, Global Recycling Day, Companies That Care Day, Forgive Mom and Dad Day, National Awkward Moments Day, and National Biodiesel Day. I didn't even know that biodiesel had a day. So, surprise, surprise to me in regards to that. No doubt there. So, there you go. Some things to think about. What do you do on National Biodiesel Day? I know. I was wondering the same thing as I sat here. Here's some facts real quick. Dreamt is the only English word that ends in an MT. Let's see. The snortle means that to laugh and would snort. Cats can't taste sweet flavors. Sharks are the only fish that can't blink. Couples who diet while on vacation argue 3 times more often. The average adult spends more time on the toilet than exercising. How much time are you spending on the toilet then? Seems like some serious stuff. Just throwing that out there. Anyways, let's talk about this. If you need a random joke for today, I won't quit, but I will cuss the whole time. If you need something for a phone starter, try this. What word would make a pretty baby name if it didn't mean what it means? We're going with melancholy and calamity. Doesn't sound bad. I'm just saying. If you need something for the water cooler, try this. Stats show that the average person does this 5 times a week at work. What is it? Lies to their boss. Oh, yeah, I'm going to the bank. I mean, I don't know what people lie about. What do they lie to their boss about? Their boss is just the boss. I mean, it's nothing else. So there you go. Anyway, so that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm exclusively. If you hang out here, you'll hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, who I finally got to see in person after some time on Friday. That was some good times. But we can talk about that later, of course. So there you go. So if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Mixing one's wines may be a mistake, but old and new wisdom mix admirably. So think about that as you go out throughout your day today. That is for sure. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. So there you go. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.